Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Sarah Place as we talk beef sustainability with her in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
You need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And going with one of the 8 commission firms at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The 8 commission firms make up the livestock exchange of the Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And when you sell cattle in Oklahoma City, you can go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots in Stockyard City. The Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
We're talking today with Dr. Sarah Place from Oklahoma State University's Animal Science Department. And Sarah, one of your areas of expertise is this whole concept and the whole issue of sustainability. How do we get our arms around successfully what a sustainable beef cattle operation looks like?
Right. So the way I always like to define sustainability, if you're an individual beef producer, is that you're going to be paying attention to long-term business viability, stewardship of the natural resources you're taking care of, and thinking about the responsibility to your family, to the bigger community, and of course to the animals. So that's always my definition. That's more focused on the actual producer. Wrapped up in that, obviously, the first and foremost, if you're going to be sustainable as any kind of business, like you mentioned, all those different products, well, you're going to have to think about the economics first, right? You're going to have to stay in business to be sustainable. And so that's something that a lot of people have thought about continuously, and that's, you know, all the type of research that we do at land-grant universities like Oklahoma State has been focused on making sure people can be successful business people first. The second part of it, the environmental part of it, the stewardship aspect, that's something that's also been front of mind for a lot of producers. So whether that's thinking about, you know, your grazing program and your planning for that and making sure you have enough forage for your animals and balancing out all those wildlife aspects that you may be concerned about as well, habitat for deer, etc. All of that is rolled into there. And then the last part is kind of the trickier part, right? That's the social aspect of it. That's more related to, you know, first and foremost, your family, and obviously what a goal for a lot of producers is keeping that operation in the family business for multiple generations. Or if not within the family, then finding another young person that can take it over, right? So that's a big part of sustainability as well. Community, that's the trickier part. You can think about the community, your local community, and then the bigger part of it is society, right? And that's the part where, yeah, people have expectations about what beef sustainability is, and sometimes we use different ideas about what it is, and that's why it makes it so challenging. So for the most part, that aspect is for the beef producers, is just making sure that people know what they're doing, all the, in a lot of ways, the good work that they have been doing. Just so the larger community actually knows about it. And then the animal part, that's where animal welfare is actually really a part of beef sustainability. So oftentimes those two things are talked about like they're separate, but really the well-being of animals is an integral part to animal agriculture, to the beef industry. And so that's part of sustainability too.
Dr. Place says pulling it all together,
stay in business, to take care of your land, to take care of your animals and your family. That's what sustainability is.
Dr. Sarah Place. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Wheat seed prices are down this year, and that makes planting some high-quality, high-test-weight seed wheat a great deal this fall. Shirley Farms can offer you Bentley, Ruby Lee, Gallagher, or Iba seed wheat at a great price. Give Joe Shirley a call at 580-748-0900. Great quality and low prices. Call Joe at 580-748-0900. Shirley Farms in Alva with Bentley, Ruby Lee, Gallagher, or Iba. 580-748-0900. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.